joining us now to talk about that very same subject. You find his work and his fine team's work covering the Green Bay Packers over at BobMcGinnFootball.com. He's the namesake of that website. He is Bob McGinn. Bob, how are you this afternoon, sir?
Good, Rami, good.
How surprised were you that the Packers decided to make the move when they made the move? I don't know that a lot of people saw this coming.
Stunned. I never thought he'd get it during the season. Absolutely stunned.
All right, so let's talk about the way this whole thing is put together here. With Murphy, Ball, Gunkist, and McCarthy, you were all over it before this whole thing went down as far as, you know, they wanted Russ Ball. McCarthy didn't want to work for Russ Ball necessarily, so they formed this Power Four structure that they currently have. Murphy came out yesterday and pretty much said he was going to do the hiring and Gunkist would be involved. Rodgers wouldn't be. Do you think the way they have this currently put together will work going forward?
Well, I mean, you can throw a dart and hit a really good coach, you know. I mean, it's anybody. I mean, you can. It's not that hard, right?
Okay.
I mean, there's a bunch of guys out there, and there's several of them are going to be really good NFL coaches.
Correct.
And Mark Murphy could hit one. His odds, though, would be not as high as a veteran GM, I don't think, who would, you know, has coached or scouted and knows the league a lot better than Mark Murphy.
Can you play the Mark Murphy? You got it?
The clip I played to open the show?
This
was Mark Murphy yesterday when asked why it's important for him to have the final say in hiring the new head coach.
All of my adult life, I've been involved in football. I've seen it from the perspective of a player. I've been an athletic director for 17 years. I've hired many, many coaches, several football coaches, and so I think I have a lot to offer. I feel that I'm a football person, even though I'm in a position of president. And Brian and I have a great relationship, and I think this gives the Packers the best chance to have success.
Is he more qualified than John Lynch, who came out of the booth?
Lynch had never coached. He had never scouted. He'd been in the booth. Matt Millen was in the booth. So maybe pretty comparable, I suppose, yeah. You know, although Lynch's playing career was, you know, 30 years after Murphy's.
So really,
I guess what we're trying to get to is he qualified to do what he's doing? Is Mark Murphy qualified to do what he's doing right now with the Green Bay Packers in his position?
Let's look at his track record, okay?
Perfect. Love that.
He gave an extension to Mike McCarthy last year. It didn't work. Okay, then he had to hire a GM, and he hired Brian Gutekunst, you know. We know John Dorsey was unemployed from September until early December last year. All he had to do was pick up the phone. He could have hired Dorsey in some kind of a consultant, whatever, scouting basis. Oh, and then he knew he was going to get rid of Thompson. He could have just groomed him to, and then he'd have a guy who'd done it in Kansas City and was an experienced guy, knew the league, knew everything. He didn't do that, and he hired Gutekunst. He never called Dorsey. Gutekunst has been on the job 11 months. Everybody has to make their own evaluation of him. Is his track record very good? Not really in football decisions.
You know, and what, you know what it feels like? Now that you said that, though, maybe he knew all along that he couldn't get John Dorsey to be what Brian is being right now in Green Bay.
Yeah.
You understand? You see what I'm saying?
Yo, definitely. I hear what you're saying.
Now that you mentioned that just came to my mind just now. Because, I mean, John Dorsey had total control in Kansas City. There's no way that John Dorsey is going to come to Green Bay and have the job that Brian is having right now.
No, right? He wouldn't have done that.
No.
Even though he was unemployed, I think he had enough confidence in himself that he figured he could get one where he could hire and fire the coach, you know, be a real GM. No, he wouldn't have come to Green Bay under those conditions.
Well, Bob, let's get to an article you had last week, and we couldn't get you because of some communication issues. You wrote an article, and it was just remarkable. I mean, I think everybody should subscribe to all your stuff is just brilliant. And I think one of the things.
Well, that's why we got him on, Leroy.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, the guy.
What do you think? We just called the sage up just cause.
So I should be complimenting Bob. I should be complimenting you guys.
That's right. Why do you think we got him on?
Bob, back to what I was saying. You're brilliant, not these fools. Because I think a lot of people sometimes, as fans, they don't necessarily watch the tape. They don't necessarily talk to scouts or coaches or whatever. But the play of Aaron Rodgers, to me, had a lot to do with it. And you would think that a lot of the smoke is coming just for Mike McCarthy. He was the problem. But if you look inside, you know, how your quarterback played, you really needed Aaron Rodgers to play like Patrick Mahomes to say he's still up to that level. I mean, how much – well, I don't want to use the word blame, but how much of this smoke you think that Aaron Rodgers deserves?
A lot. I mean, this is a quarterback game now, Leroy. Passer ratings all-time high, scoring all-time high. His salary's highest ever. I don't even know about this injury. The guy's played every snap except 9 all year. I mean, he's got to play much better, and they wouldn't be in this situation. He's frozen at the end of these last 3 games. I mean, it's just he's been in a funk, really, since that December game in 2015 in midseason. He came back and, you know, has had a pretty good start to 2017, had some good games down the stretch in 2016. But he's under 500 for the 4-year period. I mean, that's ridiculous for a player of his skills. I mean, I don't know what's happened to the guy, but, I mean, you tune into every telecast and these guys, the narrative, you go on and on about how all this greatness, but none of that's really true. It's just, it's crazy. And so, yeah, Mike McCarthy helped make Rodgers. Rodgers helped make McCarthy. And at the end, Rodgers let down.
Well, I got to help him get paid then, of course. Well, let me ask you this, because we're going to have this question later today. How would you consider McCarthy's tenure? Was it successful?
Yes. I mean, absolutely. 13 years. I mean, I'm going to remember him for a remarkable Super Bowl run. Plus 97 regular season turnover differential. Plus 6 playoffs. Fantastic stuff. Dominated the division. Developed 12. Got a great year out of number 4 at the end. Yeah, he fired 16 assistants. I totally disagree with all that.
Stopped that was a great article you wrote too, Bob. That was great too.
Stopped upward advancement for probably 10 or 12 assistant coaches. I disagree with all that. Sure. Hey, but we all have downsides and upsides. And for the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy was a tremendous coach.
Could you stand by the word, though, develop 12? Because most people don't think that he developed 12.
12 was terrible, guys, those first 2.5 years.
Thank you.
He couldn't have played at all.
Thank you.
His ball carriage was a mess coming out of Jeff Tedford's system.
Yep.
He didn't know how to lead.
Yep.
His body language is terrible on the field.
Beautiful.
I mean,
you're breaking Carl's heart.
McCarthy and Tom Clemens did a great job with him. And then, to Aaron Rodgers' credit, Rodgers took off. And he, you know, at that point, he really didn't need individual teaching that much. Although I'm not saying he didn't take it, but he became a terrific quarterback, you know?
Yep.
That's Bob McGinn. Check out his fine work and all his team's fine work covering the Packers. Like Leroy Butler said, subscribe to Bob McGinn Football.
I mean, great stuff.
.com. You're missing out if you're not, and catch him every Tuesday at 2:48 right here on the Wendy's Big Show. He is the one, the only Bob McGinn. Bob, always appreciate it, sir. We'll talk next week.
Thanks, Ron. Bye-bye.
And he joined us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Thank you, though.
Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval process from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to
those
right here.
You let me know when you do P's and B's so I can move.
In our communities since 1935.